Now, how far away would something be to be over there?
Oh, it could be miles.
Could it be also close to you?
Yes.
So
it could be in the room, or it could be miles away in the county. I use that term lots. Okay. Over there, if it's on about the same level of latitude, like on our, like on a hill, or on our, down where we live on the creek, if it's on about the same level somewhere else, I'll say over there. Usually I refer to that as being east or west.
I see. Okay. You might say, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
And the hard center of a cherry is its
bottom. Seat. No. It's just bottom, I guess.
And the hard center of a peach is
the kernel.
A peach that comes easily away from its seed is what?
Clairstone.
And what one that does not come easily away
from? Clingstone.
The center of an apple is?
Core.
And what is this crop that Jimmy Carter grows?
Peanuts.
You know any other words for that?
Goobers.
Anything else you think of?
No.
Are there any kinds of terms that you use to refer to nuts that grow underground?
Well, let's see. Cash, do they grow in the ground?
I don't know.
I don't
think just then what's grown underground beside people.
Let's see. Seems like there is something else, but I can't remember what.
But is there any kind of a general term? Would you ever use ground nuts or something like this to talk about?
No, if I did, I'd be thinking of peanut butter.
Oh, you would? a kind of nut that comes, name me some other kinds of nuts.
Well, there's chestnuts, pecans, Brazil nuts. Did I say hazelnuts?
Not yet.
Almonds. I like them all. Especially toasted.
What about the kind I'm looking for you missed? There are two kinds of these. There's California and English. Oh, and black.
Oh, walnuts.
Now, what is the hard covering of a nut called?
Shell.
Right, now I think a walnut is the only nut that I know of that has this, but there may be others, that has on the outside of the shell a soft outer covering. Now, does that have a name?
I think so, but I've forgotten what. We had a very big black walnut tree.
Did you?
Had two, in fact. One was great big in my backyard where I was born, reared. And it would be loaded with them every year. I guess it never missed.
Mm-hmm. What is the fruit? It's a citrus fruit that's named according to the color it is.
Orange.
And if you had some, but they were no longer there, and you wanted to tell someone asked you for one, and you wanted to tell them that you didn't have them any longer, how would you do that?
Don't have any more oranges.
Or if you wanted to say they were all gone, how would you say that?
The same way, all gone.
Make me a sentence.
The oranges are all gone.
Okay. The kind of vegetable that is grown primarily, I think, for salad use or maybe use sometimes just to eat on the side is a small red vegetable that has some greens on the top and it's grown underground.
Radishes?
That's what I'm thinking of. And another red vegetable that's grown on the vine, they are?
Tomatoes.
The vegetable that's grown underground and dug every year are?
Potatoes.